Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. I trust that you are all wondering where you are. I can assure you that while your location is not important, what these walls are to you is important.
You can't handle the truth.
Salute everybody checking in the UK, everybody here in the States, of course. I love so long to all these guys. You know, my people stop and have to check again. What the hell happened? No, y'all taking it away.
When
I was running in, and you was running out,
and I was in the
bed, we were both trying to find, but it
doesn't matter now, 'cause you took me back.
Yeah, you could have been in the world,
when I was running in, and you was running out, and the light wasn't reaching, but it doesn't matter now, 'cause I took you back. If it brought you back then, it'll bring you back now, and I made my peace, carry on somehow, but when it's all done, it might make you laugh, yeah. You know it, like I know it, and you feel it, like I
show
it, and
it
will
be
real. Can't
you
Hello,
everybody, man. Happy quarantine and all the above. How the hell are things going, man? They got us, y'all. 96% of the United States of America is under quarantine, on the lockdown, on the stay-at-home shelter in place order. Nobody move. No schools. No bank open. No collecting gold. Do not collect $200. Sit your ass down and take some time to reflect, you know. I guess you could say, you know, I always say I kind of started my quarantine a couple of years back, you know what I mean? Kind of disassociating myself, you know, with a lot of the bullshit. So I think a lot good can come out of this, you know. That's what I'm looking at it, looking at this thing for the worst, you know. And, you know, even though it is a hard time, you know, according to our World Health Organization, we now done crossed the threshold of well over a million cases worldwide. Quite a few deaths. We done made it up in close to 250,000, over 250,000 here in the States. So some real challenging time, man. Surely, you know, nobody, none of us, this generation or one prior to this, has ever seen anything like this. So it's a brand new thing. We all kind of experiencing this together. You know, something like this, this plague that done shut down the entire city. You know what I mean? And I think that's, you know, as much as what it is, right? But, you know, we're trying to do what we can do as a people because, you know, that's all you can do in the first place, right? Without going into my, you know, usual conspiracy theories, if you will, regarding the virus, but, you know, just try to do what we can do to try to remain safe, you know, and at least try to stay vigilant. You know, at least, you know, try to look out for one another, man, and, you know, wash our hands and, you know, try to remain, you know, at least try to attempt to maintain the 6 feet distance, you know what I mean? And with this new, you know, social distance and things like that, man. So that's what we try to, you know, be safe out here. We don't want to contaminate anybody. We know it's a lot of, you know, different things, different storylines. You know, people have things going on that's not real, or this group of people can't get affected, and you know, I don't, until we know for sure, I don't think there's nothing we should, you know, you want to gamble with. You know what I mean? It's a rock and a thing like that, right? It's like, you know, you in the house, right? And then somebody tell you, like, yo, they out there shooting outside, but they shooting dead at the crib or whatever. You going to go out there anyway? You know what I'm saying? Without being safe. So at least just try to stay good and stay masked up, stay sanitized up, stay 6 feet away up. And more importantly, family, stay prayed up and stay loved up. You know, take care of your family, man. Be, you know, and it's time for that. You know? So those are the good things that could come out of these times. But family, we are here for a reason, one reason only. Since we're in the middle, while I'm on the topic of social distance and things like that, you know, what better way to, you know, sin while we all sitting in the house quarantined and, you know, can't do a lot of moving and things anyway. Came across, I don't know if y'all, you know, we big battle rap supporters over here at the Bang Bird Podcast and all. And y'all know me, I've been very vocal with it, especially being here in Atlanta. You know, I've done a couple of, you know, recaps of, you know, events that, you know, I've been held here or whatever, but nobody compares. There's no need to compare. And I'm standing right here first. I got to give my people their flowers right now. Fuck it, we here. You never get this chance again. Nobody do it better than our breed, man. The Rap Breed Entertainment. So I want to salute the King, Mr. A.R.P.
Yo. What's goody? What's goody, man? I appreciate the intro, man. It's good work. Appreciate you having me, too, man. What up, y'all?
I'm done. Hey. That's light work, man. That good damn. We're talking about over 220,000 subscribers, family. Over 50
man,
million
thank
views
you, man.
And counting. And this is all since 2013, y'all. Now, come on now. One thing I be trying
man.
To tell people, man, what I tell people before we get into a little bit of LP, it's never about who did it first. It's about who's doing it right. We talking about Murder, Mook, and Avery, family. Who brought you closer with Hitman and Bill Collector? Y'all remember that J Mills and K Shine? Daylight, Bird Foods done set precedent on how third rounds and how the real what talk to him supposed to be about. That real talk in the rap, right? We ain't even wipe the dust off and get that car yet. 40 Cal and Ear Wheel still trying to still buzzing out here. So again, Hey, salute y'all for coming on today, man. Get another round of applause.
Salute. Thank you for that, homie. Really appreciate that. What's good, y'all? We here. Working.
That's what's up, man. I want to go farther back before we move forward to what we got coming up next week, man.
Yes.
And one thing, like I said, you know, I said what I said for a reason. It ain't really about who did it first. A lot of people that don't know, you start out as a fan in this culture like a lot of us did, right? Because saying the league has only been out since, you know, 2013. But who is that? Who is ARP? What brought you to the battle rap culture? Who is ARP?
Man, I'm just a regular guy like everybody else, like you say. I come from a humble beginning, fan first, as a hip-hop head, of course, and a battle rap fan. My battle rap fanship, I guess, for lack of better words. It just goes back to when I was a little kid. Street corner days, lunchroom days, hallway days, DVD era. Finally, as YouTube popped up on the scene and we started getting battles on YouTube and WorldStar, you know, I transitioned through all of the eras as a fan. Always stayed close to something I love, which is hip-hop. And battle rap is just another branch of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Fast forward from there. As battle rap, you know, got a little bit more organized, I started blogging about battle rap. And I was like a guy that was really always on the scene and providing updates. You know what I'm saying? There was no pay-per-view going on really like that at the time. There was no VOD at the time. And, you know, people started to get familiar with me within the culture because it was just like, oh, who is this guy that's just, he's at every event, whether it's in St. Louis or Detroit, or Toronto, or Jersey, or Oakland, or New York. You know, this guy is always fucking there. And not only is he there, but he's tweeting about all the updates. He's giving us round-by-round breakdowns. And then Oh, fast forward, he's even blogging. So I already met a lot of people, you know, as I was, you know, I guess coming up. And we just got to a point where we decided to launch Rare Breed Entertainment, myself and my co-owner, my brother Shata. And the rest is history, you know what I'm saying? So humble beginnings with everything, you know, it wasn't a plan or anything like that. You know, just had such a love and a passion for battle rap that, you know, those humble beginnings just turned into our own platform.
Yeah, so that's what, so you said it wasn't like really that, it was that y'all just decided one day, you know what, man, fuck it, let's just go out on the bench, and just go with these battles, like that?
Well, yeah, nah, it wasn't that overnight where it was like, yo, fuck it, let's do our own event. Those that really, really remember some of our history, before there was Rare Breed Entertainment, I was partnered into another battle rap platform. And I was probably with that platform for, I don't know, about 6 months or something like that. And it was to a point where, you know, some of the ideas that I had, you know, just wasn't making it to reality. You know what I mean? And that's just how things go sometimes. When you partner into a new company, but you're not the final decision maker on things. And myself and my brother Shata, like we have our own big ideas, we have our own matchup style, we have our own ambitions and our own energy, our own financing. So, you know, myself and my brother starting things off, we kind of was meant to be on our own or have our own thing to begin with. And I think that as we continue to grow with our ideas and everything under that other company, it was just, it showed us that now we can't work for or side by side with somebody else. We kind of need to sit at the top with our own thing. That way we could really get our ideas and our energy and our ambition off the right way that we could. And that's where the idea came from. You know what, Father Lee, we just need our own shit, which is Rare Breed Entertainment.
Fact, man. And you guys definitely have been real, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, real being innovative in the culture, I feel, right? So how do y'all continue to raise the bar, you know, when it comes to selecting matchups, man? Like, every card seems like it's better and better.
Yeah, I mean, it really just starts with creativity. You got to have the hunger and the ambition for it, you know what I'm saying? And all the stuff that we see, it's not like we think ahead on it all the time. You know what I mean? Like, we'll just start off with a small idea. Next thing you know, it branches out into something new that we haven't tried before. You know, whether it's the return energy that we're doing with, you know, with people like a Jay Mills or Murder Mook or King Lowe's or 40 Cal, et cetera, et cetera. Whether we're doing a team versus team event, whether we're starting the blood, sweat, and tears concept, whether we're doing an all judge battle, you know, card, yeah. Or even like what we got going on now with the social distance card that we just put together and released yesterday. You know, things just really just start as a small idea, you know, amongst the team, and then we sprawl it out and just try to be creative with things. You know, it's just how we are. We're creative people, you know, but nothing ever really happens overnight like that. I mean, we just want to always try to look to be impactful and do things that we think is creative and will bring a good energy to the culture, because the more we move like that, the more successful we'll be for ourselves, for the battlers, and, of course, for the fans.
So what do you think, this probably should be maybe a question I probably should, you know, say for a battler or two, but what do you think a battle, if you could look at it from a battler's perspective, the difference between RBE and other leagues?
Obviously our creativity. I mean, as far as what's in the fans' face, our creativity, our ways, the way we have gone about the culture, and behind the scenes, it's been very, very impactful and very different, which is business-wise. And that just has tied both together over the years to create our personality and our lane. When I say, like, as far as the presentation and some of our ideas, you could take something like the blood, sweat, and tears concept. You know, us constructing entire cards and promoting them like that at a time where it was almost impossible to see, you know, a top tier versus an up-and-comer, a whole card constructed and marketing and promoted like that to break down the walls of the tiers to say, if you're nice, you're nice, you deserve the matchup. You know what I'm saying? On the business side, too, that kind of changed things as well, because I would just have to assume that, you know, once upon a time it didn't make enough business sense to do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's probably one of the problems or one of the reasons why it just didn't happen before Rare Breed Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? But from a business standpoint, we had to make things like that work, whether it's the way that we negotiate, whether it's the way that we promote, whether it's the way we take our losses as we was on the come up and just continue to, you know, build everything brick by brick. And I think the game has continued to refine in a way where, you know, we see the influence that we've brought to the game. You know what I'm saying? So it's just all creativity, hard work, and just, you know, the people behind the scenes, you know, just working hard. Just working hard over the years.
Yeah, man, that's real. Big obviously, you know, in light of what's going on right now, man, the coronavirus, it taught everybody about surprise. Like, you know, moving forward, nobody kind of knows what to expect, so we kind of having to adjust now. You know, everybody just, it feels like everything just happened to be straight digital now. So with that said, you got this card, man. This card is loaded, man. This is local, right?
My man.
And I, you did in a vlog, saw the vlog you did, you just dropped the other day, that this card came like last minute, y'all, you know?
Say again, you said did it come out of the blue last minute?
Yeah, as far as putting this card together.
Yeah, it definitely was, because, you know, we was lucky enough, to finish our last event, which was February 29th, before, you know, the news and things really started to close down and people really started to exercise social distancing, no pun intended, I mean, on a more serious side. And all we were going to do was just kick back, continue to release, you know, the battles from what we see as one of the best cards of 2020. It's definitely going to hold that bar because there was so much that card gave the fans. And that's what we were going to do, just sit back, take it as a little brief vacation. There's nothing wrong with sitting down, release our battles, you know, maybe continue to blog and stay there and interact with the fans on social media and whatnot, and just wait until real life, you know, allows us all to get back to shit that's normal. And, you know, this literally was just a quick idea, and within 6 hours, we put together all 14 battles. By the time we was on day two, the day after, we had already announced it, put out a new flyer, and then added a 15th battle of 40 Cal versus Cortez. You know what I'm saying? In 2 days, or one day and a half from now, we'll probably start the releases. So just that fast, it really was something that we didn't plan out at all. Well,
and,
I should say plan to do.
And let me understand, like, also you said in the vlog, like, so the battle is on this, right? This is not like a IG live battle or anything like that, right?
Nah, yeah, nothing will be live, and shout out to everybody that's doing live stuff, you know what I'm saying? I see people doing live battles, that's still great for the culture. Yeah, that's still great for the culture. I think us as a culture giving the fans different things during times like this to keep feeding the fans, you know what I'm saying, matchups, bars, you know, promotions. You know, we're all entertained by this. We're all fans of battle rap at the end of the day, so... I love seeing the live stuff continue too, but our format and the way that we're going about this, I think, gives us a little bit more creativity, where the battlers get to sit back, plot out their look, plot out their visuals, plot out their camera work, and then when it also comes down to the rapping, nobody's looking over their shoulder while they're rapping as if it was live. So they're actually in a position to be able to record themselves when they think they've gotten their best performance down pat, because this is all short notice. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having to worry about any choking or anything like that, and then they send in their footage, then we put a little production around it, and we'll upload them to the channel for free for the fans. So I like this format and this approach a little bit better, because it puts the battlers in a more secure position.
Agree. I think we should get some good production out of it, man.
Hopefully.
You got time to run through the card?
Oh, absolutely. And let me just add to that real quick. We definitely hope to get great production out of everybody, but if we don't, it's all good. Not everybody is going to be able to link up with a professional cameraman right now. We respect that. You know, we totally understand that. You got some people that don't have access to a big HD camera or something like that right now, or I get it. It's all good. You know, just getting the bars from these battlers, like you see the names on the card, just getting some bars from them, we're happy to put that out to the fans and give the fans something new from some of their favorite rappers. But I do see people that really are going the extra mile because these are on-site battles at the end of the day. There are people that are taking it serious because they're like, shit, I'm going to be on the RBE channel with this footage forever at the end of the day. So let me make sure I put my best foot forward. And I think seeing people do that is going to continue to push the rest of the battlers as we continue to move these forward. Because if we was able to put this card together so fast, I could see us having volume 2 already booked, maybe not out yet, but already booked by next week. So it's good to see how some people are really putting their best foot forward because they're on-site battles at the end of the day, which basically represents visuals.
Gotcha. Now, are these like, are they three rounds or?
No. These are all one-rounders. Everything we've asked the battlers to keep 2 minutes and less. We didn't want to do anything too crazy because not only to the fact that we know that we want good content for the fans, but some of these matchups that we already have done, as well as ones that we will continue to do, we still want to make sure that the fans could be entertained. And if these matchups are really, really something that the fans still want to see, they haven't given the fans, you know, everything yet. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, this is a very, very fast turnaround. Like, we literally probably got at least 70% of the footage back already from all 28 battlers. You know what I'm saying? So for us to turn these around so fast, the battlers literally are writing, like, let's say 90 seconds or 2 minutes, you know, and like day one, and by like the next day they're memorizing it and then linking up with a cameraman or they're cutting on a camera and they're rapping it for us that fast. So instead of us taking months to get content out and some new material to the fans, we're able to turn around and get something to the fans in a matter of days. So we got to keep it a little short like that. And this, once again, this is all entertainment for us. This is keep the battlers busy, keep the fans entertained. All these battles we're paying for, RBE is paying for. You know what I'm saying? So we keep money moving around the culture like that. We also are running a GoFundMe where every dime for the GoFundMe is going to funnel to the battle rappers for winning categories. So we definitely wanted to keep this a little bit shorter so we could move these real, real fast and get some quality out there for you guys. And mind you, once again, there's no pay-per-view and there's no VOD. You know, RBE is not trying to flip an extra buck off of this. These are all uploaded straight to YouTube for free. So now we're going to try to keep it fast and sweet.
Dope. That's dope, man. Okay, first off, we got Ill Will and T-Rex. Crazy.
Yes, sir.
Crazy. We got...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You want to touch on that a little bit?
Absolutely. And like I said, we'll actually get up an updated flyer today that now has 40 Cal versus Cortez on there. So, you know, the history between 40 Cal, Cortez, you know, you have that whole J.R. Writer circle and all that. That's gotten real interesting. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what those guys, you know, bring out to the fans. Then you got – what'd you say?
Who you like that about?
Who's what?
Who you like?
Who I like it as far as winning that battle, 40 Cal versus Cortez? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't say who I think is going to win or nothing like that. I fuck with both of those guys, man. Cortez, he's probably had like 2 or 3 battles already on RBE. Of course, 40 Cal just came back on RBE after a 14-year hiatus. I think they both bring different things. You know, they have different styles. So, you know, this is going to be the first glimpse of what we see when these two guys are matched up and how it turns out. And then after that, we'll see. Maybe it turns into a 3-rounder one day. You never know. But I think that should be a good one because there's a little history between, you know what I'm saying, both sides. So you never know. You never know. But the Ill Will and Rex is one that we had booked prior on the Mad versus Serious event, you know. We're talking about closure battles before. That was another one that we did. You know what I'm saying? Mad vs. Serious. We finally got them to put it all down, stand in front of each other and rap and put the beef to rest once and for all that history in the form of rapping. So Ill Will and Rex was on that card. So we thought about, you know, making up for some of that, you know, maybe giving the fans a little taste of what that would have looked like with this card. So a little history with that battle. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. We need that in the music room, man. I ain't going to even hold you there.
Yeah, you never know, man. Like I said, we feel like these battles won't ruin three rounders if the fans see any of these and be like, yo, you got to book the full thing. We feel like what we're doing right now won't ruin it. So you never know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big K, Floss the Boss.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to Big K. Shout out to Floss the Boss. Big K, day one guy as far as performing on RBE. Big K debuted on RBE, our second card in 2014, Lift His Soul Part 1 versus Big Cannon. He's been rocking with RBE since. Appreciate that guy 100%. And Floss the Boss, he's been rocking on RBE for, maybe like 3-4 years now at this point. Probably got like eight or nine RBE battles. We definitely back and support Floss the Boss a lot. It's one of our guys. But, hey, I was on the phone with Big K a couple of days ago, and he called out Floss. He was like, yo, get me Floss for one round. So when we started putting this together, you know, we doubled back around for that and said, okay, you said you wanted to stay busy, you wanted to get Floss real quick. Yo, let's do it. So we put that together real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's going to be dope. Floss the Boss, don't play with that, man. Big K, arguably the king of RBE, man. We're going to leave that alone.
Yeah, you never know, man. Listen, we're putting out those videos for a reason, so we got more to go. So, hey, y'all fans could definitely weigh in on that.
Yeah. Another nominee for the King of RBE, we got Show Off versus Ted Ike. Crazy.
Yeah, that's another good one, and I'm glad to get Head Ice back. Haven't seen Head Ice on the channel, of course, since he battled the King Los. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Wolf and Show Off of RBE Gunner, another guy that's been with us since day one. But now we got these two guys squaring off for the round. Touch base with Show Off earlier today, or was it last night? And he told me something, an idea that he had for his visuals. You know, I think his round is already done. So his visuals is going to be a little unique way he's going to do it. And from the way he gave me a description, I'm looking forward to it, definitely. Head Ice, I assume he's in his bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, we spoke real quick. We set everything up. He knows what it is. He knows what we're doing with this. So I want to see what Head Ice is going to say to Show Off. Like, yo, these guys probably talk some shit to each other real quick. We might have to lock that for a three-rounder. Might have to.
Yeah.
Might have to.
Definitely. And for a true battle rap, day one battle rap fans, we got Sway 7 versus Clean Paper. That's another one.
Absolutely. That's one that actually has a little bit of history. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Swave and Clean got a little bit of history. Say again?
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you.
Yeah. They've had their little exchanges over time. You know what I'm saying? They've had some little face-to-face type of encounters that we've heard about in interviews and whatnot before. You know, they've sent shots at each other in battles. You know, so we paired him up, and Clean sent me his footage the first day, after the first day I spoke to him about it. As we put everything together, he already had his round done, memorized, and he spit it, and he sent it. I already watched it and everything. Like, okay, Clean's definitely talking his shit to Swade, but he texted me yesterday, and he said, "Yo, do me a favor, don't use that footage. I want to resend." So I think what happened is as the promotion and everything kicked off and then we started getting out the details about the GoFundMe and everything, I think some battlers decided to even upgrade their shit, you know, take it a little bit even more next level and shit. So even Clean, you know, is on top of his game for this one. So I'm looking forward to his second video and seeing how he might have switched things up a little bit. And me and Sway was just going back and forth about the energy between him and Clean, and I assume he's going to want to address some things too. So, yeah, that's a little small grudge match. You know, we're gonna see. We're going to see how that's going.
That's going to be one for the books, man. Okay, this is going to be a lyrical fest, I think, here. We got Sharon versus 3L.
Sharon and Street Hymns, absolutely. Sharon, he did his whole shit in his head, and I want people to keep that in mind when they see it because I saw it already. and the man has some ridiculous bars in there. Like, he's saying some shit. It's like, yo, that's one of them fucking haymakers right there. And he did the whole round in his head. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Sharon. Street Hems is a guy that we haven't had a chance to even get on the RBE channel yet. We haven't had an opportunity to get him on any of our battles or any of our events yet. So getting him on this, you know, first time getting a chance to rock with homie, looking forward to that and what he sends in. That could be a good one. You know, two lyrical guys, two spitters. You know what I mean? So it's another cool little matchup that's going to be on the card. About 15 of these bitches, man. It's like shit. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And, you know, and then I'm looking at it too, ARC, man. And I'm living with you through it too, man. I'm living with you doing too, because I'm noticing something with this. What this is almost doing, man, is almost like a study hall, like a crash course for the battle. Like, we're going to get some awesome performers coming out after this series type is over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's just human nature sometimes. We see that even within things that we do, like, for example, the Ladies and Gents card. You know, we already pre-plan business-wise as well as impact-wise that when RBE comes out with something different that the fans not used to or something that we're doing for the first time, you need to grow the energy with you. You know, we plan for that in every new move that we make, every announcement that we make. We might announce 40 Cal, but we've already pre-planned in our head, yo, people's going to, you know, think he's an underdog. They're not going to think that he has a chance of winning. You have to plan around some of your moves like that. So even with this one, the social distance thing, even the battlers, I think, are going to grow with it as they see what we're doing. I think they're going to realize, like, okay, like my opponent, you know, did some crazy camera work, and I just, you know, held a cell phone for myself. That's one of the reasons why I got killed. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nah, like, I got to step it up. The fans will grow with it. The battlers will grow with it. Even RBE. Yeah. We'll probably have to evolve as well. Like, we're going to have to come up with new rules because nobody's with the battlers. So I thought of something like time limits. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a bunch of battlers hitting me up. Yo, what happens if I go over this or I do that or whatever? So I started thinking, like, well, we didn't tell that to the battlers when we set the matchups up. So for the second go-around, I could see us making rules. Like, if you go over 2 minutes, you're automatically disqualified from winning the battle because there's GoFundMe money up to win the battles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're even going to have to grow with the idea as well. We're going to have to put in new rules in place. Hopefully the production on the battle side keeps getting up. The bars keep getting upped, you know, and people's going to take it more and more like, wow, this series could come weekly if we really take it to that level. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how long we're all going to be stuck in the house. So, you know, this is something I think RBE is doing that could really come very fast. Like, already we got 15 battles locked in, so. You know, we're gonna all grow together with it.
Exactly. Yo, this battle right here, this product will be so aggressive. I'm probably glad this is on live, right? That is my agent, Jay Murray.
I'm looking at my text messages now as we speak. Danny Myers just sent me a link to his footage to download, and we got Jay Murray's, I think, 2 days ago. So, yeah, that one's basically locked in. It's all done. Cool matchup. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with both of those guys. It's probably like Danny Myers' fourth battle on RBE. Who we have? Yeah, Danny Myers had A Ward. He had Swave. He had Chilla, and he had Pat Stay. So Jay Murda is like, yeah, his fifth battle that makes it on RBE. So Danny's got a lot of work on our channel, man. Shout out to Danny and Murda. You know, we even put a King video out for Murda. Murda's got like 11 out. No, he's got probably one of the deepest resumes on RBE. So obviously, we fuck with him heavy for him to have that many battles. He's got one of the deepest resumes on this shit. So, cool little matchup that we thought about as we was putting this together. Thought about both of those guys, regardless of how this might be matched up. Wanted Danny on the card, wanted Murda on the card. Just happened to pair them up together.
So shout out Danny and Jay Murda, man. Yo, ARP, I don't know if this next matchup gotta be personal for you. The battle for your day one, Oops and Virgin Bird Raw.
Yeah, divide and conquer in a good way. I like that, man. The energy that they created against each other, though, had nothing to do with, you know, the partners or the owners or RBE, but those two guys are RBE. So they are part of this platform. You know what I'm saying? They help build this platform. But for some reason, you know, they every once in a while they take shots at each other. You know what I'm saying? Like we saw Raw send the most recent one in the Craig Lamar battle. Yeah, I mean, I already saw Raw's footage. He's talking some shit towards Oops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and Raw is another guy too that sent his footage in the same day. Had his round done real fast, and then after, you know, everything got moving and everything, he hit me up and said, yo, I'm going to resend my footage. So I'm liking that even on this first go-around, people's really stepping their games up as far as the presentation since these are on-site battles. And I was on the phone with Oops yesterday. I told him that. I said, yo, Raw is resending his shit, so make sure that your shit is good. So we got both guys, you know, having a good presentation when y'all video drops. He's like, man, I'm on it. Don't worry about nothing. I got you. So that's another one. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, we're cooking up, man. We got Silk Trez versus Kevin Hale. God, great.
Yes, sir. And welcome back, Heavy Half. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Heavy Half had to step away for a second to handle some life shit, some personal shit. And Chef Trez, you see... You know, we brought him into the RBE fold, and just that fast, you see what he's doing. Yeah, you know I mean, he had a crazy main event versus Ill Will. Then he had a classic, one of the best battles that probably will ever hit the RBE channel, and easily one of the top battles of 2020. Already, it is the top battle of 2020. I think it set a high bar, him versus Sharon. So, we rocking with Chef Trez. Definitely had to reach out to him and get him on this. He took two battles. But welcome back, welcome back, Heavy Half. It's time for Heavy Half to start getting that RBE buzz going again. So, yeah, they working, man. They working.
Yeah, that's what I said. Chef is definitely, the chef got to do a double. Goddamn, he's coming right back with quantum physics.
Yeah. And quantum physics, you know, one of the best pens of all time. You know what I'm saying? So that guy talks in bars. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to Quantum talk, he get rapped when he just has regular conversation and shit. So, you know, shout out to Quantum, man. I'm glad to get him back on the channel. You know what I mean? That could be a good one. You know, we'll see.
Right. Low Soul Snake Eyes, another classic guy there, I think. Different matchup.
Yep, two guys we rock with. Two guys that have already been on RBE. Low Soul's been on... what, twice now? Two, three times? Versus Show Off and versus Jay Murda. I don't know if Loso has a third one. RBE, I'm forgetting. Snake Eyes just debuted versus Rosenberg Royal. Had a great performance on our last card to get that. Yeah, you know I mean? So we definitely have to reach out to those two guys to ask if they want to be a part of this. Shout out to those two guys, definitely.
Fact. My man out of Houston's on, shooting my boy Scotty, man, versus
Sider. Okay. Shout out to these two guys, definitely. Like, Scotty, I don't think he sounds like anybody in the game. That's one thing I appreciate a lot about Scotty. He's got charisma, he's got performance, he's got bars, and he just got a unique sound to him. You know, that southern, you know what I'm saying, Houston shit. Like, I fuck with Scotty, man. I love what he brings to the game. He's battled. We matched him up with a killer before. That's how much respect we have for Scotty. We put him in there with Ill Will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout out to Scotty. And Sia. Sia's always been, like, one of my favorite guys, man. Like, his punching ability is crazy. He's got some great footage on RBE. He's battled B Magic on RBE. He's battled Moneybags on RBE. So he's definitely got some great footage with us already. And, I mean, now that Sia is back in the fold, I think he was chilling from battle rap, period. He's another guy that was just away from the scene for a second. So now that he's back in the scene, you know, we get him warmed up with a situation like this, and then hopefully we get him on stage real, real soon. Fuck with Sia. Shout out to both of those guys.
Exactly. Shout out to him. Hey, look, man, fellas, don't never say... ARP ain't never gave back to the culture, man. We got Blue Cocaine versus Yossi G.
Yeah, I just saw Yossi G's footage. You know what I'm saying? She's showing out a little bit. She's showing off. I care front. So shout out to Yossi G. I think Yossi G might have been a part of the best one SK that we've had, or at least top three, definitely. Yossi G versus J2 was a great battle. You know what I'm saying? So definitely appreciate Yossi. Fuck with her. Fuck with her talent. Fuck with her image and what she, the energy that she brings to the game. So shout out to her. This is a battle that we actually spoke to those ladies about months ago for doing for three rounds. But scheduling-wise, it didn't make it to the last card. So being that we all in the house right now, we reached out to both of those ladies and see if they wanted to trade some bars real quick for that same matchup. I would love to see that for three rounds after this. And Blue is another girl that you know, has recently started coming through RBE. We're kind of looking at her as somebody that we love to work with and continue to support. So you're gonna see her on RVE pretty frequently. You know, when you got people that come through our platform and they have a certain vibe and respect to them and humility about themselves and they move a certain way, those are people that you see really start to grow within the Rare Beat Entertainment umbrella. And the way that she moves off camera and on camera, she's really carving out a spot for herself like that. So you're going to keep seeing a lot of Blue Cocaine as she grows as a battler. But, you know, shout out to anybody that she battles because it's still always neutral. Once that coin flips or once that footage is sent, if she dies, she dies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ever want people to feel like we create any bias over here saying shit like that. You die, you die. It is what it is. So shout out to those two ladies. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Yossi, man. Looking forward to getting her back on the channel again, too, obviously.
Okay. And I'm going to say, too, because you mentioned the name. Y'all, hey, look, y'all need to stop decking J2, man. Get J2 some of that work.
Yeah, J2 was actually turned down by two different battlers. Was it our last card? I'm pretty sure it was the last card. Yeah, I ran his name past a couple people that we had slots for already. And, you know, they didn't give me too much details. They just, you know, turned it down. I got to guess that, you know, a lot of people know that J2 comes with a lot of disrespectful bars and maybe certain people not ready to stand in front of that. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But we definitely rock with J2. I like what J2 brings to the game. I like his confidence on stage. I like his performance. The man is bar heavy as shit. He's bar heavy as shit. Yeah, yeah. And like I said earlier about one of the best 1SKs with Yossi G, you know, he was half of the reason for that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Shout out to J2, man. You're definitely going to see a lot more of J2 on RBE, definitely.
For sure. And like these next two guys in this next matchup, man, that's why I salute you. These two guys, along with Scotty and Sire, I'm glad they're getting a look. But these are talented brothers, man. I'm glad they're getting a look. I'm hoping, you know, more people, you know, getting behind. Emerson Kennedy and Mr. Mills, man. It's going to be a ball there.
Yeah, definitely. And shout out to Emerson Kennedy, but actually we had to switch him off. I think he's got another battle that he's currently only locked in to promote or something like that, or he's got something going on where he's just trying to be careful with taking looks right now. So he had to, you know, double back on that idea and just say, yo, you know what, let me just peel back for this for a second. But shout out to EK. We will get him back on the platform ASAP. Fuck with Emerson Kennedy. He came through and blessed us something crazy when he battled Oops. He's a very, very talented brother. Fuck with EK, definitely. Appreciate you, my guy. But we actually replaced that with LL Cool G, who is, when I say some of the best 1SKs in RBE history, him versus KT is one of them. It's top three.
Yeah.
So we wanted to throw that look to LL Cool G. So Mr. Mills, he's there. He's still writing. He's getting right. And LL Cool G, we already got his footage. So we reached out to him real quick to take Mr. Mills, you know, step in real quick, and he already sent in his footage. So that man's not playing when it comes to the ball. Shout out to those two guys. That could be a nice little ball fest for y'all.
Nice ball fest. So again, so as it stands, glad both of them guys getting a look still. Just as much. Salute to LL Cool G. And my guys,
man, everybody working.
Thank you, J400 Block, man.
Yes, sir. One guy that we didn't get a chance to work with before, and another guy that's been on RBE several times, J400. Damn, he battled Rosenberg Raw on RBE. He battled Bill Collector on RBE. He battled Clean Paper on RBE. Shout out to J400. You know, he was even locked in for a 2-on-2 on RBE before, so we rock with him. You know what I'm saying? We just haven't had an opportunity as of recent to get him a good look that made sense all the way around the board. But we thought about it when we had this idea. So he agreed. He jumped in. He hopped in real quick. And as far as Bankhead, we never had a chance to, you know, communicate with before or even get a chance to rock with before. But he heard wind of what we had going on. So we linked up real quick and had a quick conversation. And shit, we already got his footage too. You know what I'm saying? Bankhead's talking some shit in his round. Like, he got some haymakers in his round, definitely. You know, he definitely catered his shit 100% to J400. I can't front. So glad to have Bankhead on the RBE channel, and I look forward to even bringing him into a live event and getting 3 rounds out of him on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Them two guys is mean. So when J400 is on his A game, he definitely puts on. And Bankhead, we've seen the energy that he's brought in since he got here. So we'll see what these two guys do with it.
Facts. ARP, man, look, give them the GoFundMe, man, so they can donate to there. Y'all see, this is a crazy car here, y'all. We got to get this, you know, we need the best ideas, guys, so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a scrambled link, you know what I'm saying? Like it's nothing that I could say that people will remember. So we just let you know, go to my Instagram or go to my Twitter, look at the flyer, or go to my most recent blog that's on the channel, on the RBE channel. You'll see the flyer there as well. And look at the bottom of the flyer. It has the link to donate to. It's 4 categories that GoFundMe is breaking down to. First category is for the person with the best round. Second category is the person with the best performance. Third category is the person with the best visual. And the fourth category is being broken up to go to all the battlers that win their battles to come back on volume 2. So every dime that's going to the GoFundMe that the fans donate, that whoever donates, we're going to just break that all down. That's going to be right to the battlers. So appreciate everybody that's supporting the GoFundMe and throwing some money up there, because it just supports the battlers, especially at a time like this where everybody's in the house right now. You know, it's just something that RBE is putting together and trying to, you know, keep things moving well with the battlers, with the fans, the culture, just some fun energy, clean, fun energy, let people rock out and keep working.
Say no more. ARP, well, I salute you. Thank you so much for coming on, having a conversation with us. Y'all already know he's
here. Likewise, my guy.
Facts.
Definitely, likewise, man. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you, man. As you see things going on, man, anything going on you want to chop up, just reach out, man. You know what I'm saying? We get back on here and chop it up.
Say no more, brother. No sense.
All right, my guy.
All right, thank you, God.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVanVerdy. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at TheVanVerdy. Twitter at TheVanVerdy. Instagram The_Van_Verdy. Google+ at TheVanVerdy. Skype VanVerdy. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVanVerdy@gmail.com. Again, TheVanVerdy@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVanVerdy podcast or PayPal me at TheVanVerdy. Peace of life, family.
We knew the science of food and the color code that Allah God put on fruits and vegetables. So whenever we needed energy, we looked for red fruit and red vegetables. Whenever we felt like we were mentally fatigued, we went after the yellow fruits and vegetables, the squashes and the bananas. Whenever we needed to calm down and relax, we went after the blueberries and the eggplants and the grapes of the blue-colored family. Whenever we needed to help our digestive process, we went after the green vegetables and the green fruit to help our digestion. Whenever we felt disease sneaking up on us and we needed to boost our immune system, we ate the orange family and the color coding of the fruits and vegetables, we knew it scientifically. Therefore, we ate to live on the motherland.
The Vain Verde Podcast.